I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, November 28. Coming up, government to strengthen local tourism infrastructure, specialized disaster shelters to be built in Portland, and Ministry of Education launches special education curriculum. The news in detail after the break.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has given the government's commitment to developing local infrastructure to enable community members to benefit more from tourism. Delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony of the Global Conference on Jobs and Inclusive Tourism in Montego Bay Tuesday, Mr. Holness said residents in tourist hotspots are integral to the sector as they create the experiences which keep visitors coming to the island. The development thrust, he added, will include reorganizing and reordering towns such as Falmouth, Trelawney and Morant Bay.
When we allow local life to be better for the citizens, they create the product, the experience, they create the authenticity that brings the visitors. And so our strategy of redevelopment is not just to focus on the tourism infrastructure, but to make life better for the citizens.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister said the recent declaration of the boundaries of the Cockpit Country Protected Area is an important step in expanding Jamaica's tourism product. The Cockpit Country, he explained, is an important asset that can be leveraged for heritage, health and wellness, and ecotourism. In the meantime, a Memorandum of Understanding MOU has been signed between the Tourism Ministry and the American Hotel and Lodging Educational Institute, AHLEI, to facilitate the training of persons involved in the industry. The training will be conducted at the Jamaica Center for Tourism Innovation, JCTI, over a 3-month period and will provide participants with the AHLEI's world-class training and certification. The first intake of 50 students will begin training in January. Addressing the signing ceremony, Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett said the JCTI is creating a pathway towards professionalism.
It's to bring people who have already had a first degree or other formal qualifications in hospitality and hospitality-related activities into certification, into competence, into being able to say to the world, I am now a professional, not just a theoretician.
The JCTI is an assessment institution which provides specialist education geared at improving competitiveness and employment opportunities for persons in the tourism sector. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has launched a new curriculum for special education in Jamaica. The curriculum was designed to allow students to learn at their own pace as well as develop independence upon graduating from a special needs institution.
This graduate should have acquired as high a level of daily living skills, functional academic and practical skills as he or she is capable of developing, alongside social skills that will enable him or her to interact appropriately with the wider society.
Assistant Chief Executive Officer at the Special Education Unit, Dr. Sharon Anderson Morgan. Funding for the development of the curriculum was provided by UNICEF. And 2 specialized disaster shelters are to be built in Portland to accommodate residents during times of emergency. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the facilities are to be built in the eastern and western sections of the parish. The shelters will be more comfortable than traditional facilities and will feature additional storage spaces to ensure adequate food and water supplies can be stocked prior to extreme weather events. He adds that similar shelters are to be constructed in other parishes.
We have identified the parishes of St. Thomas, Portland, Clarendon as the parishes that we will be providing those. The work have already started in Clarendon, and we intend in the new year to commence here in Portland.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking at a recent town hall meeting at the Errol Flynn Marina in Port Antonio. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.